From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. Conservative politician Ian Duncan-Smith says some leaders have not reconciled with the idea of leaving the EU.
The truth is, there is a bunch of people who are desperately hoping that what they can persuade Parliament to do is to have this vote and then to actually overturn the decision that the British people made. And they're going to go on and on and on about this. This is just another device.
Prime Minister Theresa May has said she will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty in March to begin the process of disengagement and start negotiations to end Britain's membership in the European Union. Survivors tell the United Nations that more than 200 migrants have drowned in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Federico Fossi is a UN spokesman.
The first one incident took place 25 nautical miles off the Libyan coast. The floor of the dinghy broke, the boat capsized, and people waited for the rescues for several hours into the sea.
Survivors who arrived in Italy on Thursday said their boat, which had been carrying more than 100 people, had left Libya before dawn and capsized a few hours later. Most of the people on board the vessels are believed to have been sub-Saharan or West African. Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Residents are streaming out of Mosul, some carrying white flags, others flashing victory signs. This is VOA News.